All right, so here's a question for you. What is your favorite summoning system out of all the Final Fantasies?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Out of all the Final Fantasies?
Yep.
I like the one in 6.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you like about it over the other one?
I liked it because the Magicite that you would equip...
Yeah.
You'd be learning your spells at the same time and have access to a summon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, you could only use it once per fight, but you had access to a really powerful magic spell at the same time that you're boosting your stats when you level up with the Magicite and learning magic.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see that.
I think that Final Fantasy VI had far and away the best magic system.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
There was so much Magicite, everybody could learn everything.
Uh-huh.
You didn't, I mean...
So what you're saying, it's kind of like, you feel it's a step above Materia in the sense that with Materia, once that is all leveled up and it's gone, that character no longer has that. It's kept with the Materia, whereas with 6, they kept the actual spell themselves.
Right.
And that Magicite could be equipped to somebody else for them to master.
Right, be like, great, you know, Locke has...
You know, it was kind of like, kind of almost like a 9 with the where you can gain abilities off of items.
Right. And it was awesome because when you finish your game like 100%, everybody had every magic spell. You didn't have to worry about anything like that.
You know, this is the only thing I ever liked from 8 was the summoning system. Well, that and the airship design. I've gone on record to say that, but no. Hear me out. All right, so in 8, the one thing I liked most about the summoning system with that was it was used as a different mechanic for defense. Because as you were summoning it, essentially, the health... You know how it worked, right? With the health of the summon, while you're waiting for... God, why are we doing this? So the health of the summon, while you're waiting for it to summon, because it took a few turns to summon it, was essentially... Like, if the mob hit you... Like, if the monster hit you...
Yep, you absorbed it.
You absorbed it, and it would go in there, but you had... So you could almost use it as a defensive mechanism, too.
I did have times where a boss would, like, kill it.
Immediately. That was the worst part. Like, was when you were like, oh, man, I gotta get the summon. But your summons had limit breaks. You know, like, they were, like, characters in themselves. Like, they were parts of your party in themselves.
It had a lot of good stuff.
But that's not my favorite. My absolute favorite is 10s.
I did like 10.
10, I think, is more... it's like a refined 8. Where it doesn't necessarily use it as a defense, but you're summoning... You summon him out as, like, right away, like, when you do the summon. You summon it out, and it replaces your party.
Right.
You were doing your combat with the summon.
That was bitching.
You know, it wasn't just, like, a one-turn thing, like, where, you know, like, you have to wait for this whole animation to go on and be like, whatever. It does its thing, and it's gone. And then you're like, oh, okay, well, I need to do that 5 more times. Did you have to leave?
Yeah.
You know, it worked out a lot better. You know, I never understood any... we're playing Final Fantasy VII right now. But, I never understood any of this. We're at the part in the first disc where you just, like, Midgard and Cloud's all like, oh, hey, let me tell all the backstory that never happened. But yeah, okay, all right. Here's a question: what's your favorite airship in the entire series?
Blackjack.
Really?
Yep.
Why did you like that over the other ones?
Because the Blackjack had a great design. It was easy to get around where you needed to. Your whole party was down there, and then, I mean, 6 had so many characters in it that everybody had something to say. Everybody had a little, you know, little flavor text or whatever. So.
Yeah.
Regardless of who was in your party, if you went in, you know, downstairs into the actual cabin areas of the Blackjack, everybody would be talking, everybody would be doing their own thing, and then you could just go there and reform your party. It was home base, and I mean, it didn't have a shop in it or anything, but...
You know, I think after that, they kind of lost it a bit. The Highwind had, like, a lot of facilities in it. Like, it had had Chocobo Stable, so you could bring a Chocobo with you.
Yeah.
But it didn't really have a shop or anything to facilitate anything. You could go around and talk to people, but they had the same dialogue. Each time. They had the same dialogue each time you talked to them, even towards the end of the game. So, yeah, I would say they kind of lost that after that point. We're coming up at 5 minutes, so that's going to cut off anyway.